Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. Day four of our nice corn recipes. Have I got a really cool recipe. Now, my style of cooking is Southwestern Nouvelle Fusion cuisine. So what that is pretty much is taking bold flavors and mixing them with a lighter, healthier French style technique. Very important. This recipe is a bison and corn chili relleno casserole. It's such a fun recipe because it really helps to let everyone get in the kitchen. The kids can get their hands dirty a little bit, and mom and dad can just supervise and let the kids make the food. And that's always fun, to always get our kids involved whenever we're making food. Let's get started. I'm going to use four pasilla or poblano chilies. And the reason why I say this is pasilla or poblanos are usually what are used when making a chili relleno. More poblano, I'd have to say, personally, but everybody has their own preference. And what we're going to do, and this is probably the only part where you need to help out, mom and dad, is we're going to blister the skin of these. And the only way you can blister the skin is with high heat. I highly recommend, but I am a chef, using a blowtorch because you can burn the skin immediately, and you can do that right in the safety of a pan. If you have to put them on the stove, parents, please step in and help your kids out because this is such a fun recipe and everybody can have a little part in it. And after I blister the skin, I'm going to remove the dead skin that we pretty much, and we know it's dead when we burn it. So that's pretty much what I mean. And we're also going to remove the seeds from the inside. I'm going to add 2 tablespoons of Cooking Sensations original seasoning. And if you don't have that, whatever you have will suffice. The reason why, I just want to get a different flavor in there other than salt and pepper. But I am also going to put my salt and pepper to taste. 1 pound of ground bison that we're going to season. 1 purple onion diced small. 2 cups of raw corn. 2 cups of Parmesan cheese. 2 cups of raw cream, and 2 cups of panko breadcrumbs. And this is very important because, like I said, the panko is going to go on top. Everything else can be mixed in together, and we don't have to worry about that because it's a casserole. And the fun part about this dish right here is we're going to throw it in the oven. We're going to throw it in for approximately 375 degrees. I say for about a good 20 to 21 minutes. If you want to cover it, that's okay. But I need it to be uncovered for at least 7 minutes because we want to toast the top of those panko breadcrumbs. I promise you will absolutely love this dish. It really incorporates the Southwest and my style of cuisine into a more subtle way, utilizing that true beauty, which we call corn. For this and many more of my recipes, please follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Take a look at my cooking show at www.foodietv.com and give us a like at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef on Facebook. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.